This is BookCareers.com Live, the podcast about careers in book publishing for people who are looking for a job, building a career, or who want to do their current job better. I'm your host, Suzanne Collier, the founder of BookCareers.com, and it's my job to solve career problems relating to the book world. Hello, and welcome to episode 118 of Book Careers Live. We're very busy in the Book Careers office at the moment, as we have two job clubs running at present. Our Professionals Job Club, for those who have been working in the industry and are currently unemployed, and our Newcomers Job Club for everyone else. If you want to find out more about our job clubs, then go to the bookcareers.com homepage, scroll down and look for the reference to Job Club Initiative, and you'll be able to sign up. Now, quite a lot of people will be listening to our podcast for the first time as an introduction to the industry. So if this is you and you're stuck in a job search, chasing a promotion, dealing with stress, or are in a work situation you'd rather not be in, then please go to the Book Careers website and click Book a Call and book into our Careers Clinic, which runs all year round. Alternatively, you can email me at suzanne@bookcareers.com. If you're a regular listener, then welcome back. We really appreciate having you here. Now, one of the trade associations that is key for newcomers and those at the start of their career in publishing is the Society of Young Publishers. So we thought we'd have a chat with them and see what they're up to at the moment. And I'm here today with Fazana Khan.
Hi.
And Amara Elling Huang.
Hello.
From the London branch of the Society of Young Publishers. Welcome. So can we talk first of all about what the SYP is? I mean, I know of old, I've been a chair more times than I care to remember, but would you like to talk a bit about people that don't know about what the Society of Young Publishers actually is and what its aims are, please?
Yeah, yeah. I can go.
You go.
So the Society of Young Publishers is an organisation that was started in 1949, so a while ago, which basically aims to help publishing, like aspiring publishers and people who already work in publishing, learn more about the industry, upskill, then get more experience, like meet new people. It's a great network, great place to make new friends. And we've got branches all across the UK now. So we've got, we're the co-chairs of the London branch, but there's also Scotland, Oxford, Southwest, North, Ireland. And then there's a wider UK branch that covers everything that isn't covered in one of those.
So as well as helping people in their first 10 years of their career, we also help out publishing hopefuls. So we kind of make the industry, make it clear what each department does, kind of talk, give you a basic into the, what the publishing industry is. And I think, you know, when I was a student, that was really helpful for me because I was doing the course, but I didn't really have that, I guess, experience. Like the SYP told me about publishing from the perspective of publishers, not just from my course people. And I think that was quite helpful for that. And yeah, so we support people in the first 10 years of the career, as well as people trying to get into the industry.
That's great. Now, you two are the first representative co-chairs of the SYP. How does it feel to be changing the SYP from within?
Okay, I'll go first. I think it's amazing. I think that, you know, publishing's really been reckoning with problems of diversity and inclusion for a long time. And, you know, we're slowly seeing change happening across the industry. But it's amazing, you know, to be working with Fazana on the SYP. We were the head of events last year, which was great. And, you know, we've even got Tanu, who's the SYP UK chair. She's also like, she moved to the UK from India. So it's really great. I mean, it feels like we're taking steps forward, which is really helpful.
Yeah. And I think on top of that, last year, the committee was quite a diverse committee. As well, but this year we're just as diverse, and we make sure that all of our events are diverse and the panelists are all from different backgrounds, and we make sure that we're bringing opportunities to people from underprivileged or underrepresented backgrounds, So it's definitely really important. It's quite fun to be a part of it this year with that aim.
That's great. And I'm so proud of you all as well for making such positive steps within inclusivity and diversity, because I know from our personal discussions that we talk a lot about inclusivity, and you've got some very interesting events coming up with SYP. Would you like to tell us all what's coming up this year, for particularly with SYP London?
So with SYP London, we're also joining up with SYP Ireland this year to give a bit more regional diversity, and also because they're quite a new branch that starts up again this year, they're quite, you know, they don't have lots of followers, they don't have many events going on, the committee is not very big, I think it's like 5 or 6 people. So we've joined up with them for an event called Here and There, and it's basically about people that have moved from Ireland to London to work in publishing, as well as people that have moved from Ireland, from London to Ireland to work in publishing. So it's both ways. So it's a panel of 4, and there's 2 from each. And so we're hoping to hear about the publishing industry in Ireland, as well as Publishing Ireland, which is an organization there that help publishers and people trying to get into publishing. So so that's quite fun.
That's great.
We've got loads of things planned as well this year. We had 3 key aims this year when we talked about them in the AGM. The first of which was to try and appeal more to publishing professionals. So people in those first 10 years, more specifically people in their first, second, third jobs who are still starting out, looking for ways to, you know, get ahead, upskill, things like that, as well as, you know, aspiring publishers who are trying to get in, which is something the SYP has been doing for a long time. And then obviously, as we said earlier, there's been a huge push across the whole of the SYP in the UK around diversity and inclusion this year. One of the great things that we've got is that we've now got an Otter AI subscription. So they provide auto captions for all of our events, which is obviously not something that we were able to do when events are in person. But now that we've gone remote, it's really great to have that opportunity. And then also the last thing that we wanted to do this year was just to have a bit of fun and do things that are a little bit, you know, that are less careersy focused, and, you know, help give people a little bit of respite from what's been a bit of a crazy time for everyone. And while we're all working from home and kind of missing that sense of community, we were hoping that the SYP could provide a bit of that. So we're doing events that are a little bit more tailored to that, or just things that are quite interesting. So we had a great event earlier on this year that was about 2020 debuts and what it was like publishing in the pandemic. But we've also got an event coming up in May, the first week of May, which is all about the Women's Prize. And we've got the chair of the prize and someone who helps run it, and then a former winner, and also a judge from last year, who are all going to come in and talk about that bit about that. So, you know, that's, you know, really interesting to people who are interested in books in whatever capacity, and not specifically this is how you negotiate your salary and this is how you're going to get promoted.
Yeah, and I think events like that will just demystify parts of the publishing industry that we're all interested in. You know, we're all keeping on track with what awards are going on, but we don't actually know how they are organized. So yeah, that'd be really fun.
And that sounds from those 2 events that you're taking the SYP back very much to what I understood some of its core values were, which was to teach young people very much about different areas of the industry that perhaps they wouldn't normally come across with in their first job or second job, that being able to dissect an area like you're doing with the Women's Prize and with 21st century debuts, that you can actually examine in detail some of the topics and undercurrents that go on. And like you say, for somebody that isn't perhaps very knowledgeable about the Women's Prize, knowing how, first of all, how it's structured and organised could actually help somebody in a job in publishing who is organising events.
Yeah. And I also think the good thing about that is, you know, I mean, Amara and I both work in publishing, and I like quite a lot of our committee work in publishing. They're not all students. So we kind of know the stuff that we want to learn. So when it comes to our events, it's kind of stuff that we're kind of, we'd find fun and that we'd actually want to go and see, and events that we'd want to pay for and attend. So, you know, I'm going to learn a lot from that Women's Prize one, and I'm going to learn a lot from the event with Ireland. And that's the kind of thing that we want to put out there.
Yeah, and that's exactly the kind of thing, because you are very representative mm-hmm. of SYP members and people within similar situations within the world of publishing. Now, you mentioned social and fun. I mean, obviously, the past year where the SYP was having so many socials and parties, that's obviously taken a change. Have you got any specific plans to have any virtual events? I mean, I know you've got there's the SYP book club that people can join. What else have you got coming up?
Yeah, so in June we've actually got our speed dating. So this is one that we do, it's usually an annual event, but we didn't do it last year, unfortunately. That was one that I was really looking forward to organizing. But this year we found a new software online. So it's like an American-based company that created the software called Gatherly. And basically it's like a conference, I guess it's like a conference room, and you can divide people into tables. So they're all sitting at tables with whatever department. So we'll have one table for each department. And then the representative from each department will then just move around the table. So there might be like five or six people in each table. So they can all chat with one another, which is quite nice. And then they can chat with the publishing professional, you know, and bounce off each other, I guess, when they're asking the questions. So that's the closest we've come to, I think, networking since our conference, when we did like a networking at the end. But otherwise, a lot of our events haven't really been networking this year.
Yeah, it must be very difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah. And hopefully by the end of the year, we might be able to meet up in small groups outdoors. I know that we're hoping that maybe we'll be able to have like a small picnic book swap this summer, but it just depends on what happens with COVID, really. One of the things that Fazan and I've also been trying to figure out is ways to like help people connect within the industry. So hopefully we'll come up with some bright ideas on that. But yeah, it's definitely at the forefront of our minds.
Yeah. I mean, our committee haven't even all met each other in person yet, which is such a shame, but everyone's working really well together, and I think Zoom is working out. And I think when it comes to networking with the committee, we're doing quite a lot of one-on-one calls, which is quite helpful. We don't have any other choice, but
no, I think you're all coping admirably. And just before we round up, is there anything else you want to add about what SYP's up to?
At the moment, we've got some sponsored memberships that the deadline for this is the 12th of April. So by the end of the day on Monday. So if you're listening to this, get quickly apply. But it's for people from underrepresented backgrounds. We've got 22 sponsored memberships. They've been sponsored by the Booksellers Association, by Faber and Faber, by Hachette and by Bonnier. So, that's quite fun. And along with these memberships, you get a full year membership for the SYP. That means you can attend our events for free, as well as you get to have a chat with someone from either Faber, Bonnier, Hachette or the BA, just about their career and about how you want to progress your career, and ask any questions one-on-one that you have. So I think it's quite a good opportunity.
That sounds brilliant. It sounds absolutely brilliant. And Amara, anything else you want to add?
Oh, I don't think so. I think just, you know, keep an eye out. We've got loads of really interesting things planned. You know, come along to our book clubs. They're on the second Tuesday of the month, I think. We're reading Crazy Rich Asians next week, but just keep an eye out for an announcement. But yeah, I mean, we've got lots of things planned. We'll be opening our mentorship scheme again later on in the year. So there's lots of ways to get involved.
Mm-hmm. Brilliant. Thank you. And anybody that wants to find out more about the Society of Young Publishers can go to the syp.org.uk. Thanks so much. It's been lovely talking to you.
Thank you so much.
Now it is your opportunity to join in the live discussion. You can find us across social media using the hashtag BookCareers or on Twitter at BookCareers or me personally, Suzanne Collier. Or visit our own platform at bookcareers.com/live. Thank you for listening. May you all be doing a job you love and being paid the salary that you so richly deserve.